Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Likely there's no better loved flower than the rose. We plant roses all over the world in our gardens because of their beautiful flowers. If you're thinking about adding some roses to your landscape, this is a really great time to plant roses. Many people wait until later on in the spring, but planting roses now when the weather's cool and they have plenty of time to settle in and make root growth before they start blooming is really the easiest thing on the rose bushes. Now first, when you're selecting roses at the nursery, be aware that there are many, many different kinds of roses. And first off, you have to think about what you want the roses to do. How will they be used in your landscape? Now the trend these days is to incorporate roses directly into landscape beds, like other flowering shrubs, like Indian hawthorns and azaleas, for instance. The old garden roses, like the China group, the bourbon roses, and the tea roses, and polyantha roses and floribunda roses, are all good categories of roses to use right there in the landscape like you would use others. But a large group popular right now called landscape roses is really at the forefront of planting into the landscape, and this includes the knockout rose and all its many color forms, and the drift roses are two good examples of landscape roses. Now, if you want beautiful, perfectly shaped roses on long stems, just right for cutting and bringing inside and putting in vases, well, you're probably going to want to grow hybrid tea or grandiflora roses. Now, you can cut old garden roses in any kind of rose, but the hybrid teas and the grandifloras were really bred to be cut flowers. The difficulty there is that those long, beautiful stems and those single flowers make for plants that are rather tall and leggy and awkward. There's a lot of exacting care that you have to do on hybrid teas and grandifloras and pruning and that sort of thing. And then a lot of the grandifloras and hybrid teas tend to be more prone to disease problems. So as a result, they're not as popular these days, but they still produce the very finest cut roses. On the other hand, if you want to grow roses on trellises or fences or arbors, you're going to want to choose roses from the climber group or among the ramblers or some of the roses that produce long, vigorous canes, and these you can train however you want to in those conditions. Now, if you're going to be planting roses, there's some things to keep in mind for their location. Roses are healthiest and bloom best when they get plenty of direct sun through the day. You want to choose a location that gets at least 8 hours of direct sun. Good drainage is important as well, so avoid low wet spots in your landscape. Roses perform the best when they're planted into well-prepared beds. And here's some general information on preparing a bed for roses or really planting any other kind of shrub. You want to remove any unwanted vegetation from the area. If you've got some bad weeds in that spot, use a herbicide like glyphosate, commonly sold as Roundup and Kills-All and other brands, to spray that area and get those weeds out of there. The better job you do of controlling weeds and unwanted vegetation before you plant, the better it is. Then turn the soil to a depth of about 8 to 10 inches. Spread a good 2 to 4 inch layer of organic matter, like a finely ground pine bark that's been partially composted, or a compost, bad compost, or your own homemade compost, or processed manure. All of those are fine sources of organic matter. A light sprinkling of fertilizer, appropriate for roses or appropriate for all general purpose fertilizer for your area, would work out really well. Sprinkle that fertilizer over the organic matter and then till the organic matter and fertilizer well into the bed. Rake it smooth and you're ready to plant. And when planting roses, make sure that you don't plant them any deeper than they were growing in the container previously. You want that root ball to be level with the soil level of the bed that you're planting them in. Water them in really good and mulch them and you're ready to go. Don't forget, get your roses planted soon. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.